Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Our guest this week on Spectrum is Ryan Murray. I met Ryan, it was a couple of months ago at a business expo here in the greater New York area. And Ryan has a company, a business, which I'll let him explain, called Five Disciplines of Marketing. He just has a new book called Startup Marketing, Unconventional, Simple, Brilliant. I always find a great deal of modesty in people who use brilliant to define their own work. So welcome to our program, Ryan Murray.
Well, thank you. And yes, brilliant and modest are the two words I would use to describe myself.
You are calling us today, speaking to us from your headquarters, which is in one of the beautiful places in our country, which is the state of Utah.
Yeah, I'm down in the southeast corner. It's in a little rural town called Price, Utah. It's absolutely gorgeous. If you've never been out here, you really ought to come. Spectacular scenery, wonderful place.
I've been to Utah a handful of times. In fact, I used to travel from state to state and visit the state capitol buildings in different states. And I was in the Pacific Northwest, and so I was in Oregon and Washington State, and I got to Utah as well as Idaho. And unfortunately, in Salt Lake City, the Capitol building was all covered with scaffolding. It was under construction or reconstruction. And I think all of the state office people had moved out to temporary digs for a while. So I have to go back and see it completed.
Well, yeah, come on out, come visit when you're in town. I'm just a short 3 hours away from the Capitol building. So, stop by and say hi.
Tell us a little bit about your background and where are you originally from, a little of your background in growing up. How did you get to be you?
So, I guess not diving back too far, I've always had a passion for entrepreneurship. I've always had a passion for small business. And I remember several years back, you always get asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, I would actually like to be someone who coaches and mentors small businesses. And at the time, I didn't realize that that type of career even existed. But I sort of pursued my passion and stuck with it. And that's what I've done for the last decade plus, is just really focus on, working with small businesses. I find it a very interesting demographic. I like the challenges that small businesses face. It's very different from, corporate America or, some of these big multinationals, and it's just great people that are inventive and innovative and really, really fun to work with. So that's kind of where my passion has taken me, and here I am today, just pursuing that passion.
So in a nutshell, exactly what is it? You have this five dimensions concept, and you have people that will come to different markets and have people come, listen to them speak. You have your book coming out. Try to boil it all down and tell us your model for your five dimensions concept.
Yeah, so when we started the five disciplines of marketing, what we really came up with was this idea. So let me jump back just one quick step. When I first started working with small businesses and they would struggle with their marketing, and I took the standard approach that almost everyone takes, and that is you just sort of start trying things. You try a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and it's a lot of experimentation. The problem with that is it was too much of random experimentation. And, we had our team and we started looking at this. We started looking at it a little closer and we said, I bet that there's some commonality. There's some patterns that we could identify in successful marketing strategies. And so we set out to identify those patterns, those success principles, as we like to call them. And we noticed something really interesting in marketing, and that is that marketing really has a natural flow to it. And that's where the whole five disciplines came from. We didn't really create the five disciplines. We more identified that in every successful marketing strategy we had the privilege of studying or analyzing, there were these five key elements that really made them successful. And And so, you know, we put it into the five disciplines of marketing, and that information can be found on our website, fivedisciplines.com. But it kind of boils down to some real simple, you know, simple key things. You know, starting with what's the opportunity that you have, and then discipline two would be, you know, what's your money maker. Discipline three is the marketing triangle, understanding where you really fit in into the market. Discipline four, we call that the pie, which is just kind of understanding how your market is all sliced up and who has what slice and how you can grow that pie. And then discipline five is just your marketing message. And as we did this, we noticed that it's a wash, rinse, and repeat kind of process. It's not something a one and done. It's not something that, hey, I got it right and now I'm finished. It's something that's an evolution. And so we put it into this training program, and we said, you know what? There's really a lot here that helps small businesses understand their marketing. Instead of just kind of throwing darts in the dark and hoping for the best, we really could put a pattern to it, a process, and say, here's where you are in the process, and here's where we can, you know, get you to be. And it really kind of came together well. Well, there was one little problem that came about. And that was, this worked really well for existing businesses, these businesses that have been around for a while. But it kind of fell apart when someone was trying to start up a brand new business. And so we went back to the drawing board, and we realized that there's a whole difference between existing businesses and their marketing and a startup business and their marketing. And that's what led us to write the book, Startup Marketing, is the research that we did to figure out, hey, what really works for startups and to get their marketing going correctly.
A good deal of our listenership are people from the Chinese community, many of whom are business owners and entrepreneurs, many of whom have been around for several generations, but still sometimes struggle with what they have to do to get themselves noticed in the business community. And I want to go back to a couple of really basic terms and hear your explanation. We often see the terms advertising and marketing hyphenated or with a slash in between. And sometimes it's hard to tell what is marketing and what is advertising. Can you give us your best Cliff's Notes definition of those terms and how they're different?
Wow, what a great question, because honestly, that's one of the fundamentals we like to start with. When you're looking at advertisement, it's a piece of the puzzle. Marketing is the whole picture. And so let me give you a brief little scenario or a story that happened with me. I was working with a small business, and the owner of the small business, they had successfully grown their business from doing, you know, several hundred thousand annually to about 5 million annually in sales. And we were in a meeting. At the end of the meeting, the CEO comes up to me and says, "Hey, Ryan, I got to ask you a question." I said, "Sure, what's up?" He said, "I'm a little bit concerned. We only have about 100 likes on our Facebook page." And, you know, and I just looked at her and I said, "100 likes, 5 million in sales. I think you're just fine. Don't worry about it." But the point was, she was kind of getting stuck on this idea of advertising. She wanted to do some, you know, we call it social media marketing. We really should call it social media advertising to get the word out there. But for her particular business, she was doing an excellent job of marketing, but really wasn't utilizing advertisement that much because she didn't need to. She was a business-to-business type company. And, you know, the way that she got connected with her customers was very different. And so when I'm working with these businesses and I say, okay, there's advertisement, and that's how you kind of connect with your customers, and then there's marketing, and that's everything you do, from understanding your competition to identifying the correct target market to understanding your marketing message and making sure it's consistent across your entire business. These things really add up to create your marketing strategy. And the biggest mistake that I see small businesses do is they start advertising their business prior to having developed a marketing strategy, prior to knowing who their target market is, prior to understanding, you know, the price point. Are they charging the right amount for their products or services? You got to put all these pieces in place, then go out and advertise it, and you'll do much better.
Our guest on Spectrum this week is Ryan Murray, and his company is Five Disciplines. If you want to know a lot more about it, you can read on the website, which is the number 5 and the word disciplines.com. Ryan, in the short time we have, what are some of the pitfalls? What are some of the early on mistakes that people make?
So marketing is expensive. There's no way around it. If you really want to get the word out there, it's going to cost you a lot. But a big pitfall, a big mistake that I see is when people, they don't understand their market and they spend the money anyway. You know, you have a sales rep or someone tells you about Google AdWords or you decide to do a Facebook campaign or, you know, everyone says that newspaper's the way to go or print a bunch of flyers, whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. But you get these businesses that they don't actually understand what they're trying to accomplish. They don't have a target in mind. They really don't have a process, but they spend the money anyway. And, you know, especially in that startup phase where money is so critical, I always say, you know, slow down, take more time, you know, bootstrap it a little bit longer, and you're going to do much better. So that's kind of a major pitfall that I see. Another major pitfall is when people, they just kind of assume that marketing will take care of itself. You know, it's the if you build it, they will come mentality, and that's not so. You really have to work at it, and you got to be consistent. Consistency will win out all the time. So, you know, just consistently making improvements to your business, and you're going to find that in the long run, you're going to have a successful business. These, you know, these shots in the dark, the flash in the pan, the, you know, go big, go home. Every once in a while someone gets lucky, but more often than not, it ends up hurting those small businesses. So I always say, you know what, let's be consistent, let's take a step back, let's be slow, spend the money when we know what we're doing, but don't spend the money just on whatever, hoping for the best.
One of the chapters in your book is a chapter on market research, and it's a subject that working in radio broadcasting, as I have for lo these many decades, is a subject that is fraught with peril. Knowing who to believe and what research and how to get it and what matters and what doesn't. Do you have any basic tenets of market research to impart to our guests and visitors?
Yes. So we have found that secondary market research, meaning the market research that was designed for another purpose that you're repurposing for your business, is not a good place for small businesses to start. They really need to start with that primary research. You know, going to census.gov and finding out demographic information really isn't going to do that much for your business. The primary research, it takes a little bit more time on the onset because you've got to dig in and you've got to understand your customers. And that's really where we like to start. We say, you know, you have no business doing, you know, paid market research or, you know, digging through tons of data until you understand your customer. And so, you know, the whole premise of that chapter is saying start by understanding your customer. And that's simple. You take some time to talk to them. You ask them some questions. It's amazing. If you ask people what they like and what they don't like, oh, they'll tell you. And sometimes as businesses, we forget to just go directly to our customers and just flat out ask them, hey, you know, what do you like, what do you not like about our business? And so that's where we like to start with it. And then we always talk about, you know, the franchise model where, you know, dial in what works. Figure out what works and just kind of repeat upon that. And that's really, you know, really where we go with our market research is we say understand your customer, dial in what works, focus on that primary research before you move into the secondary research.
Ryan's book is called Startup Marketing, Unconventional, Simple, Brilliant. His name is Ryan Murray. The website is 5, that's a number 5, disciplines.com. And you also get out into various states and parts of the country. Tell us just in a few moments what your in-person appearances and seminars would involve.
So we do enjoy getting out and about. We've recently been in New York, California. We did Cleveland, Ohio for the first time. That was very enjoyable. So when we get out and we do some in person, honestly, we try and have a lot of fun. We try and answer a lot of questions, make it very interactive. And you know, a lot of the questions you've been asking are the questions we do get asked. We get asked a lot about market research. That's a very popular subject that small businesses are trying to understand. You know, one of our most popular segments is where we talk about competition and the four types of competition and help businesses understand really where they fit in with their competition and their competitive advantage. And so, you know, we have a lot of fun doing that. And then, of course, we have our signature training, the five disciplines of marketing training. We do it in an executive full day or a two-day training course, and that's really where we dig in and have a great time with the business. Check out the upcoming events and see, you know, if there's something going to be happening in their area coming up soon.
That's excellent advice. I was just going to say the website has all the answers. It has places for you to purchase the book as well as look at the schedule of upcoming events wherever they might happen to be. Ryan, of course, time always flies very quickly. It's been a pleasure to have you with us on the program. And if any of our listeners here on Sunday morning would like to hear the program again, it will be available as a podcast on ChinaAmericaRadio.com on our website in the Spectrum tab. And we'll keep Ryan locked in that little space for the next couple of months in case you want to go back and revisit that. Keep in touch with us, Ryan. And if you're ever back in the New York area, let's get together once again.
I would love to. And thank you so much for being a wonderful host.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.